want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And good day to you, Brevard County. Thank you for tuning in to WMIE FM 91.5 FM, today's Modern Worship, right here in Cocoa, Florida. And I'm sure that there are a number of you who are out and about and you are hustling and bustling, trying to wrap up those Christmas preparations. Got today, you got tomorrow, got most of tomorrow. You don't even have all of tomorrow. And so I just want to say Merry Christmas, and we want to say thank you to our wonderful church board and wonderful church folks. We've had a couple of Sundays of celebration. On Sunday night a week ago, we had our annual Christmas dinner. Good news, no one got sick from the lasagna that I made. And we had a portion of it catered, and I made the lasagna, and my wife assembled it, and then we had some homemade desserts and all of that sort of stuff. Had a wonderful, wonderful time. And then last night we got together with our staff and our board and had a time of fellowship at our house. And my wife did an amazing job with dinner there, as always. So I tell people, when you see me, I didn't get to looking like this on accident. My wife is an exceptionally good cook, and unfortunately, my metabolism just started slowing down. I actually eat less now than I did back in the heyday of things, but back then I could eat all day and not gain any weight, and now all I got to do is pass by a Dunkin' Donuts, not stop, just pass by, and the smell of donuts wafts into the car, and bam, there, the scale just automatically goes up. I tell people that every once in a while I feel tempted to take up track and field, not for the track part, but for the field part with the discus throwing. Whenever I step on the scale and it doesn't register the way that I think that it should, I have to take it and feel like taking it and giving it a good ride through the air like a Frisbee. But I haven't done that, just feel like doing that. But I'll be thankful when the Christmas eating part is gone. We've had several Christmas parties, and each Christmas party is having a detrimental direction on the scale, and so I need the Christmas parties to come to an end as quickly as possible. So we want to say thank you today to the folks at Wyrick Air, Heat, and Electric. 321-632-9538, 321-632-9538. I was looking through one of my Facebook community pages that I'm a part of, and they said, can anyone recommend a good electrician? And I put on there, Wyrick Air, Heat, and Electric, 321-632-9538. You might think you've got a really serious problem. It might not be a serious problem. It could be a really easy fix. For instance, it might just be an electrical outlet that needs to be replaced. Let me give this word of experience to you. It's an experience not because I did this, but because I have had to deal with other people who deal with this, and that is, if you have one of those plugs and your solution to removing the plug from the outlet is to just give the cord a nice firm jerk rather than reaching over there and pulling it out by hand, you will eventually ruin that outlet. And then you will wonder why, when you plug it in, it doesn't work anymore. Well, I've known people who would do that. They would pull the plug from halfway across the room, and then somebody would go and say, why doesn't this outlet work? Well, it's because somebody wasn't exertive enough to walk over and say, you know what, I'm going to take good care of this outlet. If you have plugged in your Christmas lights and they're not working, you give the folks at Wyrick Air Heat and Electric a call, 321-632-9538, and they can come and get your problem solved. They can tell you whether it's a minor problem or a major problem, and their team does a great, great job. If you need your panel replaced, they've done that for me, and they do a fantastic job. And whether it's electrical or air handling, if you want to make sure your heater's working properly, give them a call, 321-632-9538. Merry Christmas. We have been talking about covetousness. We do want to invite you out to our Christmas Eve service tomorrow night, 6 o'clock. We will start at 6 o'clock, not 6:01. We will start at 6 o'clock. And we have a bit of a multimedia. It's not a fancy multimedia, but there's some video that plays throughout this where we read the Christmas story, we sing Christmas carols, we celebrate communion, we wish everyone a Merry Christmas, and then we go on our way to celebrate our family tradition. So if you would entrust us with an hour of your time, we will make sure that we are good stewards of it, and we will get Christmas started off the way that it should be, with worshiping the Lord Jesus Christ. We've been talking about coveting. Today we are going to transition to a point where most of what we are going to be talking about is not the analysis of whether or not we've got negative coveting or sinful coveting going on in our life, what the source of that is, or the analysis of it. We're going to look at some of the other side, because it's the word for covet means to set your heart upon, and that can be a bad thing or it can be a good thing. And so I want to take you to Psalm 37 today. We want to talk to you about one of the good things that you and I can do to allow our desires to be under the sovereignty of the Lord Jesus Christ. Okay, Psalm 37, we're going to read the first 8 verses. It says, "Do not fret because of evildoers." By the way, this passage says that 3 times at least that I can see. "Do not fret because of evildoers, nor be envious of the workers of iniquity, for they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and feed on his faithfulness. Delight yourself also in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. He shall bring forth your righteousness as the light and your justice as the noonday. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Do not fret because of him who prospers in his way. Because of the man who brings wicked schemes to pass, cease from anger and forsake wrath. Do not fret," listen to this, "it only causes harm." And so this psalm begins, "Do not fret because of evildoers, for they shall soon be cut down like the grass. Do not fret because of him who prospers in his way. Do not fret, it only causes harm." So that's kind of a mindset of coveting, the condition that you see a person who's not living for the Lord, and they're actually experiencing good things, while you may be looking at your circumstances and seeing challenging things or difficult things. One of the things I'm reminding our congregation about is the birth of Jesus did not come to a people who were living in the best of times. The appearance of Jesus, the birth of Jesus, came when the people of Israel were under a great deal of oppression, politically, military oppression, government oppression, and economic oppression. And yet, in the midst of all of that negative that is going on us on a social level, God said, this is the perfect time for Jesus to be born. And so, whatever your Christmas season is looking like, maybe you look around and you see people and they've got a house that you don't have, a car that you don't have, clothes that you don't have, a relationship that you don't have, a job that you don't have, a promotion that you don't have. Well, I want to point this out to you. You may have something that they don't have, and that is the Lord Jesus Christ living in your heart and in your life. Do not fret because of evildoers. Don't worry about them, whatever is going on, because you're not seeing the end result. Now, I always say this. I'm not looking for a negative end result for people who are not living for God. I'm not looking for their teeth to fall out of their head. I'm not looking for them to experience a miserable demise or anything. I'm praying that they see the foolishness of their ways, the futility of their ways, and recognize that only truth and value can be found in the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what I'm praying for. So don't fret because of evildoers. Well, we talk about coveting here in a positive light in verse number 4. And it says, delight yourself in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart. That word desires is what we're talking about there. And all of us have desires. We want desires that are going to satisfy our spiritual longing on the inside. And so he tells us here in verse number 4, to delight yourself in the Lord. Now there's a really interesting reality about this particular admonition that I want to share with you today. Excuse me. To delight yourself, the Hebrew word there means to be soft or to be pliable or to be delicate and to delight in the Lord. Okay? So we're not looking for people who are miserable because they are Christians. The world has seen enough miserable Christians, seen enough Christians that instead of filled with the love of God are filled with hate to a large extent. And we're not looking for that. We're looking to say, God, I'm not looking to be calloused or hardened in your hands. But instead, I'm looking to be soft and pliable. I'm looking at our relationship as a delicate treasure. A few weeks ago, I preached a message, and I as I was preaching, I realized that there was a prop over on our ledge that we have there, and so I walked over and grabbed it. Now this was a decoration that my wife had assembled. Is made out of glass. It's filled with all sorts of Christmas ornaments and things like that. It's not expensive, but it is very, very pretty. And my daughter said, Dad, I was really freaking out when you did that, because I could just picture you not paying attention to where you were walking, falling down the stairs, and because I go up and down quite a bit. When I'm preaching. And she said, I could just see that breaking. And I was handling it with a great deal of care. I knew what I was doing. In spite of what other people may think, I generally know what I am doing when I have a prop and that I'm not going to do something reckless or careless or stupid with it. I'm going to treat it. I was treating it like a treasure. And that's the way that we should treat our relationship with God, as a highly valued, treasured relationship. Now, there's one more term that was used to describe the meaning of that word, and it was this: that it's luxurious, that it was luxurious. And I said, wow, I wonder what would happen if we realized that our relationship with God is a luxury that God permits to us, makes available to us, and it's a luxury that we allow ourselves to enjoy. Several years ago, I was helping this family that was in need of groceries. We don't have a food bank. Pastor Titus and the House of Hope at First Baptist Church, they do a marvelous job with their food bank. I know that there are other churches that do do food banks and food ministries as well. And we help out families at Thanksgiving, and we help out families at Christmas, but we also help out families from our church that we know are legitimate needs whenever that need arises, not just during the holidays. House of Hope goes all year long, and I'm sure that there are others that do that as well. And so just want to say Merry Christmas to Pastor Titus and the folks at First Baptist Church in Merritt Island, and Pastor Bernie and the folks at River of Life Assembly of God, and Pastor Dan Stahlbaum and the church there at East Coast Christian Center, and all the other Bible preaching churches on Merritt Island. Merry Christmas, and pray that y'all have the best year possible. So anyway, I'm taking this family and I'm buying the necessities of life. I'm buying them groceries that are going to sustain them. They're going to last. It's not fancy stuff or anything. And as we are going through, this family says, Pastor Bob, would you allow us one luxury item? And I said, what is that? And they named what the item was. It wasn't expensive. It was less than $5. And it took me aback. Now, the reason it took me aback is because for me, that's not a luxury item. It's not a necessity. In fact, I couldn't tell you the last time I bought anything like that for my taste buds, because it's just not there. It's just not something that I enjoy. But for them, that was a luxury item. And they said, would you allow us to have this one luxury? Can I raise the bar a little bit for us spiritually? Can you bring yourself in the remainder of 2019 and into 2020? Can we commit ourselves to allow ourselves the luxury of spending time with the Lord and honoring Him on a daily basis? I'm telling you, it that delights yourself in the Lord, it changes your life. It is a luxury. It's a necessity, but it is a luxury. It is something that is reserved for family. I don't know about you. Have you ever had towels in your house that you weren't allowed to use because they were there for looks, not for use? They were there for company, not for family. And you say, you know what? I paid for those towels. Those are a luxury item, and I ought to be able to use them if necessary. Can I tell you that the greatest gift that you will be able to give yourself this year is not a car? There's a car commercial that's out there where people have said, to me, from me. You know, I really have been good this year, and I deserved it. This is just what I wanted. And, you know, those luxuries that we have available to us, you know, will never compare to the luxury of the presence of the Lord. Not just a God on demand, but the presence of the Lord who lives in us, loves us, leads us on a regular basis. Delight yourself also in the Lord, and he shall give you, and that word give means give in the widest sense of the term. It means give. He will give you the desires of your heart. Now, the thing about this is if we delight ourselves in the Lord, he is going to change our heart. So our heart is not going to be coveting. We're not going to be setting our heart upon ungodly things, because we know that doing that would offend that luxury that we have allowed ourselves to experience in delighting ourselves in the Lord. We don't want to compromise that. So we have him change our heart. There are a lot of people say, well, my heart really wants a brand new car. Well, does your wallet really want those brand new car payments? You know, my heart really wants this. Well, you might not want that really. I mean, your spirit might realize that there's a lot of wisdom in not having that. So delight yourself in the Lord, and he's going to do a work in your heart to where it desires, it craves, it longs for the things of God, the things of heaven, rather than the things of earth. So recently I got a Christmas card from one of our missionaries, and it said the wise men came and brought the treasures of earth to Jesus, and they left with the treasure of heaven in their heart. It's a great exchange. It doesn't mean that we're not going to experience that God provides for all of our other needs. We just realize that our spiritual needs are greater than our social needs, our mental needs, our emotional needs, our financial needs, our tangible needs. We need to make sure that we have Jesus living in our heart. Now, I got about 5 minutes here. There are a number of things here that Psalm 37 tells us to do, as well as delighting ourselves in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of our heart. And what will happen is he will give us the requests, the petitions, and the things that we long for. So do not fret. So there is no room for anxiety when you delight yourself in the Lord. You trust in the Lord and you do good. I pray that you will do that. Merit Assembly of God, we are about being a blessing. And you cannot be a blessing if you do not trust God. Because you are going to be looking out for your own self-preservation. You are going to be looking out for your own interests and desires and plans and purposes. So trust in the Lord and do not lean on your own understanding. Trust in him, and he will cause you to be able to do good things. It says, dwell in the land. This is in verse 3, right before that. Dwell in the land and feed on his faithfulness. This is really as far as we're going to be able to get today. Dwell in the land. Do not just occupy space. One of the things that I am really challenging people with is this. What is your purpose? What is the reason that you are in existence for? The breath that you just took in, what is God empowering you to be able to do with that? Dwell in the land. Occupy there. Engage with those around you in your community. Don't settle for just existing when God has called you to abide and to thrive and to be fruitful. Okay. And there is so much festivities that go on with this time of year, from Thanksgiving to New Year's. And, you know, one of the things that the church does really well is we like to eat. Sometimes we eat too well. But this Psalm of David says, when you dwell in the land, feed on his faithfulness. This isn't talking about just sitting down to a plate with a fork and a knife and you know, just writing the words faithfulness and chewing those. No, this has more to do with what are we fixing our thoughts on? What are we spending our time focused on? If we're not careful, we will feed on our problems. We will feed on our disappointments. We will feed on other people's failures. We will feed on the problems, the pains that we have in this life. And today, I want to encourage you to treat yourself to the luxury of the presence and the promises of God. Feed on his faithfulness. God, I want to thank you today that you are the lover of our souls. God, I want to thank you that the plan for this earth is not a haphazard accident, as some believe. For Lord, you said that Jesus came in the fullness of time. With precision, you sent Jesus. And you govern our lives with that same provision. God, I want to thank you for providing forgiveness of our sins through the death of Jesus on the cross. I want to thank you for your victory over the grave, and that the grave could not hold you, but Jesus came bursting forth in resurrection power, holding the keys to death, hell, and the grave. I want to thank you today that by your stripes, the power of sin and sickness and disease and affliction is broken, and healing is ours in Jesus' name. God, I want to thank you that we are not left to figure out this life according to our own devices, but you are wisdom personified. God, I want to thank you that you are coming again, that where you are, there we may be also, a place prepared for us to be with you forever and ever. God, I want to thank you for your word. You are faithful, you are true, and we will feed on the faithfulness of God. Delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your
heart. Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.